it across to you, trying to see which one should I do first. I think I'll do this.
The other one first. I saw two things I saw, but this first thing I saw a play. I saw a play. Everybody knows what a plague is. Have you heard of the Black Plague? Killed millions of people. It's a virus. A virus can start and it gets to you. Can't see the virus. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know where it ends. You don't know where it starts. You don't know who has it. But it comes and people die. And I saw millions upon millions die. Saw people die. And I'm okay, God, what are you showing me? And again, the first side I saw it was black. In other words, it was a black plague. And it was on earth and people were dying. And I asked God, what's happening, what's going on? And then I saw a white plague. And I'm like, what? And it was a plague. And people were dying. And they were dying. Multitudes, millions were dying. And I'm like, what's going on, Lord? And God said to me, in the kingdom of hell, I have started a plague. I've started a plague in the kingdom of hell. People are going to die. You remember the scripture? No man can follow me unless he gets on the cross. In other words, you give up your life. And I saw in the kingdom of hell, people died. They were servants of the evil one. They were servants of the devil. And they were dying and being born again in the kingdom. There was a plague in hell. Do you see it? At first I didn't get, and I was like, oh, there's a plague in hell. And God said, Dan, you and the people, my people, are the virus. We're the virus. God's going to use us. We're like a virus to the kingdom of hell. And people were going to get saved. In other words, you've had many awakenings or many where you had these, you know, all of a sudden multitudes get saved and people, you have these big moves of God. I don't know what's coming. I don't know when it's coming, but that's what he was showing. And we were that virus. And God was going to use our hands, all of us. He was going to use our hands. And we were going to be that virus. He was going to use us. And a virus doesn't have to be big, and a virus doesn't have to be perfect, and a virus doesn't have to be all great. And he was going to use us. He was going to use us all. And so that's what I saw. But here's what God wants me to do. And not many people, and I just wanted, and there's no pressure. I just wanted to come around to you, but there's no pressure. And he said, anoint their hands, all of you. Just touch your hand. This is oil. Just touch your hand. You become a virus for the kingdom of God. You become a virus. The white virus. And you're going to cause somebody in the kingdom of hell to die. And they're going to come to life then. Does that make sense? And so the Lord just kind of said, can I touch your hand? Just touch your hand. He said, anoint people. Just touch your hand. And if you don't want to touch your hand, I won't touch it. I don't think there's no. But people were going to die from the kingdom of hell, and they were going to come to life. And they were going to come to life in the kingdom of heaven. And
So I saw this. It was simple. And you didn't have to do anything major. You didn't have to do anything great. You didn't have to say anything. You didn't have to go to school. All you had to do is just be who you are. Continue to follow Jesus. Continue to believe in Him. Continue to trust Him. All you have to do is just believe. Keep walking the way you've been walking. Keep trusting Him. Keep believing in Him. That's all you have to do. It was real simple.
God said, I'm going to use you. And I believe Him because He's used me. And I know I'm a virus. I know I ain't nothing. I ain't nothing special. But if He can use this, He can use you. Amen? That's one. Two. All right, real quick. So we can eat. I got this from I went to a golf tournament. And at the golf tournament, you get these and call them. Basically, it's a goodie bag. You get a goodie bag. And when you get a goodie bag, they give you little things in there. No big deal, but it's just something, you know, you can use or whatever. But here's the verse that came to me. James 1:17. All good and perfect gifts come from up above. All good and perfect gifts come from up above. God has good gifts for us. God has given us good gifts. God has given us a goodie bag. To all of us who came to the kingdom, who know Him, He's given us a goodie bag. And so God was just talking. He said, Daniel, you have a goodie bag. And I wanted to bring it back to your remembrance. Because there's some stuff that I put in your goodie bag when you came to me. And I was like, oh, okay. And it's simple stuff, and I already knew it. But you ever, I don't know, you know, depending on who you are, I don't know, but I did this one time. I hid $20 from myself. I hid it in my wallet, and I was going to get it, and I forgot. I just totally forgot. And it was in my wallet, but I didn't know it was there. And I just forgot it was there. And so I went somewhere, and I was somewhere, and I said, oh, I need to get this. I need to buy this. And then I said, oh, I ain't got no money. And so I just walked out and left what I could have gotten because I forgot. I didn't remember. I had something. I had enough, but I just forgot. I didn't remember what I had. I had it, but I forgot. And so God just kind of brought this back to me. He said, Devan, I need you to remember what's in your goodie bag. And so he kind of pulled out five things, and he gave it to me in a different way. He says, when you remember this, I want you to remember it this way so that you can remember it. You can keep it in you. Because sometimes you just forget. You forget what God gave you. First one. He said, in your goodie bag is grace. Do you know what grace is? Let me tell you what grace is. Grace is something you're given that you don't deserve. Grace. Let me explain. Now, let me back up and say this. When God gave you a goodie bag, somebody got mad. Do you know who got mad? The one down there. The devil got mad. Now, let me explain the kind of anger or kind of madness he got. He got so mad, he got so upset when you got what you got, your gift from God. It just blew his mind. He went into a rage. He went into a fit. I don't know if you've ever been there, where somebody got something they wasn't supposed to get, or, you know, somebody was given something and you were like, they're not worthy of that. They don't need to have that. And it just, I mean, it ticks you off. You get mad, you get pissed off. You're like, I can't believe they did such a, I mean, it drives you crazy. Well, this is how it is for the devil. Because he is giving you grace and he is losing his mind. If I had hair to pull out, I would pull it out. I mean, he's losing his mind. You get grace. God said, "Dad, do you understand grace?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "No, you don't. You get something you don't deserve." He said, "Basketball game. In basketball, if you shoot from the free throw, how many points you get?
One.
If you just shoot under the three-point line, how many points you get? If you shoot behind the three-point line, how many points you get? And if you shoot behind the three-point line and somebody fouls you and you make it, how many points you get? Four." He said, "Man, grace is just like a basketball game. But this is how it's played in the kingdom of heaven. I shoot a free throw. I shoot it. It's only worth 1 point. And I miss it. How many points do I get? You don't get nothing. But in the kingdom of God, guess what? I shoot, I miss, God give you 1 point. I shoot a regular shot, it's supposed to be 2 points, and I miss it. And I'm supposed to get nothing. Guess what God will give? He gave you 2 points. With sin abound, grace is much more about it. If I shoot a three-pointer and I miss it, guess what I get? 3 points. I shoot a three and the devil slapped me upside my head. Ah, you missed. And he slapped me upside the head. Guess what? I get 3 points plus one more. Every time I shoot, even when I miss, if I make it, he adds, and if I miss it, he adds on. Where sin abounds, grace is much more about it. I can't mess up. I can't lose. So I just go down, hang. I don't care if it makes it or not, I still get a point. Now, won't that drive you crazy if you're playing in a game and every time, hey, he missed. When I missed, you took my points away. You give, wouldn't that drive you crazy? Driving the devil crazy. You get grace. Every time you mess up, grace, mercy. I saw mercy. Yes.
Can I interject something?
Yes.
Just because you're blowing my mind here. I'm going to go back to grace, but I wanted to say grief is like getting kicked in your gut with a vicious kick. C.S. Lewis said, grief is like an amputation. There's nothing like grief, and there is a lot of grief during this holiday season, talking about ministering people. There's people all around you who are grieving. But before you started speaking, okay, just talking about Adam, before you started speaking, I wanted to say this. That you remember I told you and Willie that I saw two angels go on either side of Adam. Well, when you were speaking, I saw the angels were there all the way to the end.
Yes.
And took him to be with God.
Yes.
But here's the incredible thing. The two angels I saw written over them, holiness and grace.
Amen.
I didn't understand the names. Holiness and grace were the names of the angels that were sent to Adam. And so when you started talking about grace, I thought, well, there's the confirmation.
Amen. And I'm hurting for him, but I prayed this morning. And when I prayed and I talked to God, and God had already talked to me, and he said, "I got it." He told me, "I'm just hurting for him."
Yes.
But he told me, "I got it." Second gift, mercy. Mercy. Mercy is you don't get what you deserve. You don't get what you deserve. Here's how he threw it to me. You know what my favorite show? Anybody know one of my favorite shows? Perry Mason. Y'all didn't know that? But I love Perry Mason. I'm a Perry Mason man, old school. Perry Mason never lose. Perry Mason will defend you, and can't nobody beat him. He ain't never lost. Always win. Always win. Every time somebody looks like they're in trouble and they're about to be sentenced, they're going to get life, or they're going to get death, or they're going to get thrown away forever. Perry Mason come in, bam! He throw his stuff on him, he win. Never loses. I saw mercy for us. We never lost. Jesus is our advocate. We never lost. Devil drives the devil crazy. I know I got you. I saw you mess up, Van. I saw you say that. I saw you do that. I saw you think that. I saw you act like that. I know I got you. I'm going to bring you before us, before God. You're going to go before the courts of heaven. I got you. And Jesus steps up. Paradise. Step up. He said, huh? And he started throwing his little stuff and saying his little words and throwing. And next thing you know, not guilty. Mercy. No matter what you do, Jesus can get you off. No matter what you said, no matter how you hurt somebody, no matter what went down, mercy. I saw grace.
I saw mercy.
I saw love. Love. I don't know if you might have seen it in the picture or show. It might even happen to you in life, where you getting ready for something, you plan for something, you're getting prepared for a position, and you work for it, and you've done all you can do, and you waited 5, 10, 15 years, and you should be promoted, and you should be put in this position, and so on and so forth, and then somebody comes in out of the blue. They don't know as much as you know. They don't have as much as you have. They just got there. They're fresh, they're brand new, and they get promoted in front of you. Somebody, they get the position before you get the position. They get picked when you should have got picked. They are the favorite, and you're not the favorite. Could be a favorite child. You may say, mama like him, mama like me, and daddy like him, and whatever. And it drives you crazy. Or it drives that person crazy, because they're like, what in the world? How could you? Why do you show your love and not to me? That's how the devil is. The devil is blown away. How can you love her over me? You know who I am? I'm the bright morning star. I'm the great angel. I was highest, one of the highest angels. How could you pick Calhoun over me? How could you pick Donna over me? How could you? God has so much love for you. You become his favorite. You're his favorite daughter. You're his favorite son. You're his favorite man. You're his favorite woman. And the devil is upset because he loves you. And he loves you forever. His love ain't going to go nowhere. His love has left the devil. He'll never feel his love. You've been picked. You've been chosen. That's in your goodie bag. You're loved. The devil will never taste that. He'll never feel with you what he feels for you. Peace. Simple. This is simple. I know I had these. Peace. One of the things that came to mind was president. You ever notice the president, when all the security around him? The world is going crazy. People are acting crazy. People are even trying to get to them. But they got so much security around them, they are protected. They are at peace. Can't get to them. They're protected. A lot of stuff happening. Things going on. It's crazy out there. But God has them protected. It's like we are protected because we have angels. God has us protected. And not only is that us protected on earth, he has us protected in the spirit realm. There's two realms. This realm, spirit realm. There's peace. There's peace. In other words, we have peace. When you're at peace with God, when you hit that spirit realm, guess where you go? You go up. I'm at peace with God in the spirit realm. I'm protected down here, even though there's all kinds of stuff going on. I got angels watching. I got angels, but just like the president. They're all over the place. I don't even see where they're at. Got me protected. Goodie bag. Last one. I like this one. Forgiveness. The thing that came to me was God was saying, he said, man, you have a sanitation system that works. Anybody ever seen a toilet that don't work? That's a little one right there. You seen one, huh? A shower that doesn't work, a bathtub that doesn't work, a sanitation system. This is our sanitation system. Trash that gets taken to the dump. At the dump, it gets burned, it gets taken. This is our sanitation, and it works. When we blow it, when we mess up, when we screw up, we have a sanitation. Lord, forgive me. And he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's taken away. Trash always works. Always take it. The devil gets totally upset because this sanitation system does not work. He will never be forgiven. He's got to smell his stench forever. He's stuck. We're free. Smell better. You can take a bath. It's hard to take a bath if things don't work. Devil can never take a bath. We can. We can always be clean. Gifts. Goodie bag. And so God was just talking. He said, baby, you have a goodie bag. I've given it to you. Take advantage of it. Remember what you have. Because sometimes you got, because remember, the devil is mad at you. He's mad as fire, but he can't do nothing. Because I gave you the goodie bag, and can't nobody take away what I gave you. Amen? Father, I love you. I thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your goodness. Father, I thank you for each person here. Bless them today. Be with them. Bless them over the holidays. Be with them. Love on them, Father. Thank you for your great mercy and great love for us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, we're headed right across. If you want to, if you got time, get something to eat.